By the year 2030, Vermont is expected to experience some dramatic population changes. It's projected the number of people over the age of 65 will increase by 50%. This explosion of older Vermonters comes at a time when the state's population of people under the age of 65 will actually decline slightly. In the first of a series of reports about how this demographic shift will affect Vermont, VPR's Bob Kinzel examines how this baby boom generation is redefining what it means to be an older person in today's society.
One, two, imagine me and you, I do.
The 30 members of the Reelin' and Rockin' Music class at the Montpelier Senior Activity Center are learning the four-part harmony to the Turtles' classic hit song, Happy Together.
We're all together here, right?
Their teacher, John Harrison, enthusiastically leads them through the song, playing the various parts on his keyboard. With 1,100 members from Montpelier and several surrounding communities, the center always has something going on. In many ways, it serves as a perfect example of how the baby boom generation, currently in their mid-50s to early 70s, is viewing retirement very differently from previous generations. Jana Clare is the director of the center. She says her organization is trying to keep up with the diverse interests of its members. So they now offer dozens of classes, including several foreign languages, poetry, writing, painting, yoga, Tai Chi, and music appreciation.
So the boomers really are showing up in great numbers here, and we've seen an increase not only in membership but in demand for programming. So we've had to grow tremendously over these recent years to keep up with that demand to the point where we're now offering over 70 classes a week.
Bob Barrett retired from IBM several years ago, but he's a very busy person. He takes classes at the center, he teaches a popular music class, and he's the chairman of the activities committee.
You know, I discovered that I'm a musician because of the ukulele group. So you discover that there are things you might have done as a kid or enjoyed as a kid, and all of a sudden you go, wait a second, I have the time to do this now. You can rediscover some passions that you had as a younger person, and that's terrific.
Next week is our book talk.
Maggie Thompson teaches a creative writing class at the center. She moved to Vermont 20 years ago and went back to school to get her MFA in 2009 when she was in her late 50s. She says her writing class gives these older students an opportunity to reflect on important events in their lives.
Some of them are really working through tough stuff that they've survived in their life, and they're able to do it through writing. And, you know, sometimes there's tears and, you know, it gets deep really fast. It's really nice to work with this age group because they have such a big perspective.
Monica Hutt is the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living. She says it's time to look at this generation of older Vermonters in a totally new way.
I think we need to build a new paradigm about human development and aging that recognizes the opportunity and the value, and that recognizes the opportunities for a much healthier aging altogether.
And older Vermonters are community-minded. According to a recent report, Vermont is one of the top states in the country when it comes to the percentage of people over 65 who volunteer at nonprofit and other organizations. Economist Tom Cavett says this could be a huge benefit for Vermont.
There are also people that are giving back a tremendous amount to their communities. So you have a phenomenal pool of highly skilled and experienced volunteers that can enrich communities throughout the state.
Liz Snell is a volunteer at the Montpelier Food Pantry. She taught English at U32 Middle School in East Montpelier for 33 years. She also won a number of awards as one of the state's best drama coaches. She's hoping that more organizations in the area will realize the value that many seniors offer to the community.
Nobody is coming up to me and saying, we know you have this expertise, come help us, come do this, come work with us. You know, people kind of assume that because you're retired, you're done. And, you know, I hope I got a bunch of years left.
This older generation of Vermonters could also turn out to be a potent political force. In 2030, they will represent almost 30% of the state's voters, and studies show they are the group most likely to turn out on Election Day. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.